WTF, we're doing a podcast. I'm Nikki.
And I'm Michelle. This is 50. Welcome to What the 50. Join us on our continued journey to simplify our lives.
We will seek the answers from the experts and offer tips, tools, and techniques to live your life with confidence and joy. Are we ready?
Let's go.
Hey, Nikki.
I'm Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Today is an interesting episode for our listeners and for us as well, because we're going to have someone on who is a certified Dharma coach and a spiritual life coach. And she empowers corporate professionals and leaders worldwide to reconnect with their inner soul, self-worth, and joy to create a purposeful life they love and transform from within.
Yep, for sure.
So why are we even talking about this? What are we going to be talking about, Nikki?
Well, you and I have been talking about masculine and feminine energy so mm-hmm. much. Well, as you know, I did this course as yes. well with Jimena. She was in the second cohort. I was in the first. And she had a very interesting take on feminine energy and masculine energy and in relationships. And that was something that you were interested in. And
yes.
I'm sure you'll tell us the story.
Of course. I've been doing a lot of reading as well, and I've come to recognize that, and it's never too late, that feminine energy is actually very powerful.
Yes.
And I really believe it's important for us to understand the difference between masculine energy and feminine energy, and how, certainly for me, and I know for you too, how we can embrace that feminine energy and recognize how powerful it actually is.
I think that in my estimation, I always thought masculine energy was a powerful
Me
one.
Too. Me
and
too.
We had to exude this aggressive, assertive,
yes.
masculine energy, to, especially when you're working or when you're trying to command respect. You have to be this hard-ass bitch,
mm-hmm.
right? And where we're coming to realize is that, no,
that's not what it takes.
The power is in the kindness.
Absolutely. And, you know, we, with the feminine energy, we are creative, we're intuitive. And, you know, it's okay to want to emphasize that part of us.
Of
and
course.
Recognize it, emphasize it, and just to be, you
of
know.
Of course, of course.
And we want to hear more from Jimena and her experience.
For sure.
Living in Dubai, because I think that's going to be interesting. And, you know, Dubai, the culture in Dubai is so different and totally opposite.
So we'll see her take
ours.
On that.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling, Michelle, that this won't be our only discussion on feminine and masculine energy.
There's so much to talk about. It's yeah. really difficult for us to get into
and it's
everything.
And it's been such a mind shift for us.
It has. I mean, I remember when I came to you first with it and I'm like, do I have a lot of masculine energy? but I'm so feminine.
Yeah.
I thought.
I started thinking that I had so much masculine energy and I mm-hmm. had to really just soften. Truthfully, one of the ways they say to get more into your masculine energy, into feminine energy, is just to wear dresses.
So I'm just about to say to you that I'm always in jeans, you know, and my friend says, your keys are always hanging off your pocket. I'm like, because I move around so fast and I'm doing so many things, I don't have time for a dress. Okay. So. And I'll just say this little joke. For my 40th, my girlfriend, Carrie Lee, we met when I was about 17, one of my first jobs. And she always laughs and says, when I got to the office for the very first time, the first day stepping into my first summer job, I was driving at the time, so I was probably like 17 and maybe almost 18. And she says she watched me walk from my car into the office, and all I had in my hand was a hairbrush. And my car keys. And so for my 40th, Carrie Lee gave me a handbag.
Oh.
And she says, you know, for all the years she has known me, and Carrie Lee's like a big sister to me now. And she says, for all the years she has known me, she's trying to get me to be a little bit more feminine. Because I'm like, you know, I just don't have time for those things. You know, I just always equated it with being soft, and it really isn't. I'm now learning that it's actually very powerful.
And I think that It's about making time for ourselves.
Yes, which we are being very intentional about.
And yeah, and it's a big thing because like putting on makeup and putting on face cream and doing all the pretty girl stuff is just making time for yourself.
Well, I actually always did that, but I just wasn't in touch with the feminine side because I thought I was just weak.
Yes.
And I have a mother who is very strong too.
Right.
So mommy was and still is a doer. Right. You know, she doesn't have time to, even though mommy was into her makeup and she got her nails done and you must wear perfume, never leave the house without perfume, and you must get your nails done every week and your hair must be done. Mommy was a doer.
Right.
You know, being in business, being a pharmacy, owning a pharmacy and being a pharmacist, she was just a doer. So I grew up seeing that also. And I equated that with strength. But now, you know, the magic of being over 50, I'm now recognizing that it's okay to be in touch with that softer side.
Yeah.
And
that there's power.
And there's so much power in it, you know. And it's okay to be caring and generous and, you know, all of the characteristics of our feminine energy. It's okay.
Yep. So let's talk.
Let's hear what Jimena has to say all the way from Dubai.
Yes, can't wait. Good morning. Good evening for you.
Hi there.
Hi there.
How are you?
I am good. Very exciting to be here with you today.
From all the way across the globe, right?
In Dubai.
Yeah, in Dubai.
In Dubai. At Colombia and in Dubai.
So now I hope I pronounce it right. Jimena, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jimena, as you know, Michelle, was in the same coaching program as I was, the Dharma Coaching Institute. And she has just finished up her coaching certification.
Congrats.
She was in the second cohort. I was in the first. So we met through there. So this is Michelle. And as she is my co-host, as you know, Jimena. So we wanted to talk to you today a little bit about feminine and masculine energy.
Amazing.
But before we get there, maybe you could tell us a little bit about what a Colombian is doing in Dubai.
Well, I ended up in Dubai because I took a leap of faith when I was 33 years old. My biggest dream was to work internationally and travel a lot around the world. And I decided to leave everything in Colombia and pack my bags and came to Dubai to look for jobs. And I landed into my dream job.
Wow.
That was 7 years ago. And now I'm like going through this transformation where my dream job stopped being my dream job. It became my health job. No, I'm exaggerating.
What was the dream job?
I was working as a brand manager for whiskey. So managing brands like Chivas Regal, Glenlivet, Jameson, all of these brands.
Ah, okay.
But then I went through a process of transformation where what I was doing wasn't really connecting with my lifestyle and the new version of me. I became more sportive and I wasn't really keen on doing the late nights out. And it drained me. The job drained me because it was in misalignment with my passions. So that's why I started a certification to become a life soul's purpose coach. So now I'm a certified Dharma coach and a spiritual life coach, and I want to help corporate professionals to reconnect with their soul, self-worth, and joy so that they can create a purposeful life they love. And I'm doing that because that's the space where I was before, and that's why it's what I'm passionate about right now.
Right, and you're able to help them to transform because you were there first, and now you're living your dream. So you left your dream job to live your dream.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we wanted to talk to you primarily because I know we have had a discussion about the feminine energy and the masculine energy. And that was something that Michelle was really interested in. I don't know if Michelle, if you want to.
I was actually quite interested in that because Recently, a friend of mine said to me, were you a tomboy when you were growing up? And I thought, huh? And he pointed out to me that I have a lot of masculine energy. So I was like, well, I'm all feminine though. and then it caused me to really reflect. And Nikki and I started talking about it. Like, Nikki, how can you say I was a tomboy? I mean, I was a tomboy, but you know, I'm all feminine. And then I started to look about masculine versus feminine energy. And Nikki knew more about it than I did. And we would have little talks on it. And we decided, why not have someone who knows even more than we both do to share? But really, I mean, I found myself being more of a doer, just getting things done, always getting things done, mm-hmm. as opposed to being. And really, I mean, you can expand on that, but I guess that's really the main difference between the masculine energy and the feminine energy.
And for me, Hime, I have always felt when I started the Dharma course, and I learned about Dharma, about feminine versus masculine energy, I'm like, oh my gosh, I need more feminine energy because I am so in my masculine energy. I don't know if too, because I am surrounded by a very masculine, very, a lot of masculine energy husband and two boys. But I'm also in my doing, also very active, very, you know, I was not, because I'm trying.
You're getting there, right.
Was.
But you're no conscious. We're both now softening. More. Right. We're both more conscious about the importance of that feminine energy. And we're both very intentional now about increasing that and creating the balance. But we still want to hear from you. Just, you know, the difference. And we know that there's a role in our lives for the masculine energy as well as the feminine energy. But the key thing is to find that balance.
Yes. But before we go on to that, maybe we could ask Hime to talk a little bit more so our listeners can understand exactly
the difference, right?
What masculine energy versus feminine energy.
Oh my God. I'm so excited to talk about this because feminine energy has been a big topic in my life, I think in my 30s. I'm 39 now. And the first time I came across this term was when I was healing from breakups, okay? Because we have been conditioned all our life to make things happen in order to succeed. So it's kind of our version of success comes from, you know, doing. And that's how we women have been conditioned to act in all aspects of our lives, including relationships, right? And when I was in that stage in my life where I was healing from, I was super heartbroken. Oh my God. And I realized that I have pushed people out from my life because I was acting in my masculine energy, like making things happen for the guy, overanalyzing, overthinking. What is he doing? Where is he? You know, like being in my masculine and not really letting the other person be in their masculine. So I came across the feminine energy term when I was reading, I remember something online. And it was mentioning that actually when it comes to relationships, like when we are in our feminine is when we connect to our emotions, allow ourselves to be, and that's it, and stop making things happen. So we let the other person step in their masculine. And that for me was super big. And I remember I read something that a guy fell in love by the amount of effort he does in a relationship and not by the amount of effort we women always do, right? So it's really stepping back and letting the other person do the work while we step in our feminine and just be. And that works in all areas of our lives, even at work. At work, we have to do a little bit more because we have to create results. And everyone has both energies, masculine and feminine. But it's kind of really trying to allow ourselves to be more and to connect with our emotions and our feelings and how are we feeling in the moment. Because the moment we start understanding our emotions and connected with them is when we actually allow ourselves to be. So that's pretty much what I have to say as a start.
But Jimena, do you think that we undervalue getting in touch with our emotions? Because, you know, especially in corporate, a lot of times women are labeled emotional and therefore, you know, they're expressing their emotions, being in touch with their emotions is equated to being weak.
Yeah.
And I think some societies as well, they tend to encourage men not to demonstrate, and in Jamaica for sure, not to demonstrate emotions. That's weak.
Yeah.
So we both have boys, right? Mm-hmm. And I think I'm speaking for Nikki, but for me, for sure, I've encouraged my boys, it's okay to express your emotions. In fact, it's important to express your emotions and be in touch with that feminine side. But how do we allow ourselves to be in touch with that feminine side, express those emotions and not feel weak?
Yeah, I think it's important to separate two terms. One is being emotional and the other one is being connected with our emotions.
Right.
So being emotional is when we let ourselves be taken by our emotions and we cry and we make a big drama and, you know, which is very different to really connect to how you feel in the moment and communicate that in any context, like work, relationships. So if we are at work, for example, and there is some in a meeting and someone says something that feels a bit off, you know, or doesn't feel right, is really kind of taking a pause and connect to that emotion and how am I feeling about this? And then communicate it like this doesn't feel right to me because tan, and I believe that the best way is this. So is very different at being emotional. And actually and that by itself is stepping into our feminine energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually, it helps us to set up boundaries as well. Because, right. Mm-hmm.
So this allows us to manage our emotions, right? Yes. So we have to be able to, because these emotions should only go through us for 90 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So we can manage them to contain them,
mm-hmm.
so it doesn't become a mood.
I think what's important mm-hmm. is understanding the difference between being in touch with your emotions in the moment as mm-hmm. opposed to being emotional.
Right. Exactly.
I think that's the key.
Right.
Which I think maybe sometimes we tend to blur those lines and probably feel when you express how you're feeling in the moment, it's probably misunderstood for being emotional.
I guess.
And hence dismissed.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. When it comes back to the boys, though, funny enough, in my previous life, I would always say, because I have one son who's very stoic and very unemotional and another one that's like so emotional, almost dramatic, we would think. And my second son would always tell me, Mom, just allow me to feel the emotions. Don't try and stop me from, you know, from processing them.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn to allow him to just process them. And sure enough, I allow him to process them and then he comes back and he's fine. But I was always so worried that it was going to develop into a mood
mm-hmm. yeah.
that I just wouldn't allow him to feel. And I would say, just stop, you know?
Exactly. So, and it's good that you mentioned that, because at the end of the day, we both have both energies, men and women. Men, obviously, because of society, somehow have become more, we're worrying their feminine energy, especially in some countries that are even more feminine. Like my boyfriend is Swiss and I'm Colombian, so I'm a warrior. I made things happen. He has everything given by the government. And he, I will say, he's not feminine, but he, I can feel he has a stronger feminine energy being a man, and is allowing to, you know, step back and receive, and is that attitude. Well, me, because in Colombia we don't get much from the government, we have to find our ways to life, so we're conditioned to live more in our masculine energy.
Mm-hmm. That's such a good point. Yes. And it's also generational too.
Right? Oh, definitely.
Because I know from my Chinese background, you know, my parents came poor. They were fighting for, like, my grandparents came, you know, they just to survive. So they have that warrior, that, as you say, let's move type of energy. Yeah.
Exactly. But just to go back to relationships, though, I think, you know, I've really been thinking a lot about it. And I think in relationships, the male ego can be affected if they have a female partner who has excessive masculine energy. In other words, not allowing the male to play the role that the male thinks he ought to play. So I believe if the female is constantly pushing her masculine energy, it can affect the dynamics of the relationship. What do you think?
Oh, I 100% agree. I mean, like, sometimes because we are conditioned to live with our masculine, we in relationships don't allow the guy to step into his feminine because we don't create that space for them to do it. We are always doing and making him happy, when in reality they are the ones who also make us happy, right? And I couldn't agree more. And for them, it can feel like we are competitive, and it can we're competing with them.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up pushing them away. Exactly.
But tell us a little bit about life in Dubai. Because I know, you know, the male versus female is so very different than on our side of the world. What is it like? I mean, how are the males there with the masculine energy, female energy, versus the females with masculine versus feminine energy?
Yeah,
they're socialized so differently.
I'm pretty sure Colombia is probably a lot similar to Jamaica in that.
Right, right. Dubai is totally opposite.
Yeah, I think here it goes to another extreme. I think the men are too much in their masculine, I would say. I mean, they are the ones who care and protect for women. And they have they give that spaces for women, and they really treat them like queens in terms of, they're very generous, I will say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true that they can marry many women as long as they can provide for them in the same way they are providing for the first one. So let's say if they give a palace to one, they have to give a palace to three, right? So I will say they are in their masculine, like providing, protecting, and women are the receivers here. You know, they are in their feminine. Mm-hmm. I see, that's what I see more here.
Okay.
We in the outside world tend to think that women cannot do a lot of things here. Mm-hmm. But I think that's the way the society is conditioned.
Yes.
Here, women enjoy that protection, that care. Like if you go to the subway, for example, there is a wagon only for women where no men are allowed.
Mm.
And that's actually really nice. It's celebrating women, you know, giving them their space to just be them, right? And women hang out between women here, and men hang out between men, you know. And in weddings, it's the same. So it's the space for women to party and the space for men to party, right? So it's so different. But I will say there are aspects of the culture here that really allow women to step in their feminine, just because the guys are the one providing and protecting and taking care. Yeah.
So I think sometimes why we gravitate to the masculine is that we have this sense that it's in the masculine where we have the power. How do we find our power in the feminine?
When you say it's in the masculine where we have the power.
Well, I feel that masculine feels powerful, like to be in the masculine energy, that's where society feels is in the power, right? Yeah,
well, I think for women to feel that power within their feminine energy, mm-hmm. is by fully understanding who we are as women. Mm. Accepting that this is we have to find our own power. We have to find a way to find our power, in that it comes by being in touch with who we are.
Yeah.
And not assuming that we have to have greater masculine energy.
Right.
I think it's accepting our femininity and being that powerful.
Yes. I mean, yeah, what you say is completely right. And women, we have so much power and we don't even know the power that we have. And it all comes to us connecting with our emotions. And I'm going to explain this a little bit further. So for men, it's a little bit more difficult for them to connect with their own emotions. Some of them, they don't really know, or they have never learned that, right? And actually, women, we are the gate for men to connect to their own emotions, if we connect with our own emotions, because when we connect, when we are in touch with our emotions and with who we are, we open that space for men to be connected to their own emotions, and that's where the power resides. And when we realize about that, it's just so magical.
So, I love that. That's really profound.
It is.
Yes, for sure. Yes,
it is. But let me ask you though, how did you adjust as a Colombian? How did you adjust to the society and the expectations moving from Colombia to Dubai? That must have been very difficult for you, especially being in corporate.
Yeah,
that must have been very hard.
I think like here, because it's so international, I mean, actually the local population, they're only around 10%, the rest are expats. So I was working in a more European kind of working environment, so that was easier for me, but the country itself is really open to receive and welcome people. So it's not that as, you know, strong in the Muslim culture as, you know, other countries in the Middle East. So in that sense, it was easy.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, for someone who has been conditioned all her life to operate from her masculine, it's been a whole journey to decondition, and it's life showing me the way through one breakup to another, and also the work, you know, like, when I face situations when I have to step into my water or make things happen, then I learn to wait a minute. How do I feel about this? Does it feel right? Does it feel not right? Does it light my heart? And then I start working from there, right?
So after, to recap a little bit, you had this heartbreaking breakup that really broke you down, but now you're happy in your relationship with your Swedish boyfriend. So I know you had mentioned before that by stepping into your feminine energy, you really opened yourself up. So how did that happen?
Yeah, like connecting to, as we say, to ourselves, to what we want, to our emotions, and communicating that. So, when I met my current boyfriend, like, the first conversation we had was like what I wanted in life, right? Which was a long-lasting relationship. And that was something that I was so afraid to mention in my previous relationships, because I was afraid that the guys will run away, right?
True. Yeah.
And when I step in my feminine and I say, why am I afraid of this. This is what I want. You know, it's putting mm-hmm. our needs first as well. And the moment I could communicate that by itself was so beautiful. And my boyfriend say, actually, I'm looking for the same. So it makes things easier, you know, like, and if I hadn't done that, you know, it would have been the typical game on we reacting to what the other person do rather than acting based on our own desires.
So that in itself is powerful because you expressed it and mm-hmm. then you recognize that that's exactly what he wanted as well. So it takes a lot of, again, understanding who you are and what you want and be intentional about expressing it.
Right.
Because had you not, you know, you probably would not be in this relationship.
Make it always about you when you communicate it, not about the other person.
Exactly.
Like, I feel this way. I want this.
Yes, yes. We have to recognize the power that we have and use it.
Right. And you know, Michelle, for we've been out of the dating game for a long time. And it's so much harder for this generation now, I think, with mm-hmm. all the different apps and then throw the pandemic on it. So I am so happy for you, Jimena, that you have found a long-lasting relationship.
I imagine that in marriage as well, it's a tool that can be helpful because how do you maintain love, right? And how do you maintain a marriage if you're always doing? It's tiring, no?
Yes.
Has it worked for you, like in terms of masculine and feminine energies in the context of relationships?
Well, I think for me, I mean, my masculine energy has always been at the forefront. And now that I'm understanding the difference between feminine and masculine energy, I have been trying to literally allow more of my feminine energy to come to the front. And maybe it has affected my marriage and I didn't even realize it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've just been so accustomed to doing and getting it done. Mm-hmm. And I think my husband just allowed it, you know, maybe he's not even aware. I don't know, but this is a conversation I'll probably have with him. But I have just been trying to be more in touch and to be intentional, you know, and I've expressed it to the boys actually, because they're young and they're wide open to receiving. So I made them know that, you know, you have your masculine energy, you have your feminine energy, and you have to find that balance. And it's okay. And there are times when you have to have more masculine energy and feminine energy, but you have to know when.
Right.
You know?
In my relationship, as I said, my husband has a lot of masculine energy. So I allow him to mm-hmm. do what he needs to do. My masculine energy comes out when I'm always, I think, pushing for more. Because I am wanting, I pull them all along, like, okay, we need to do this. We need to move forward. So it's more in mine is more in long-term, his is more in day-to-day. So in that sense, I think that we do have a balance because he can come in when I
mm-hmm.
am not and I come in when he is not. However, where I think we could do some work is getting in touch more with our emotions. And for me to allow that my emotions to be the gateway for his emotions and for my sons too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
As you said before. Yeah.
And I can imagine when you're in a marriage, like taking care of a husband and kids and, you know, the day-to-day basis, you can get lost on the connection with yourself, right?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
You're always taking care of the rest.
Absolutely. We've been working on that. Nikki and I are consciously working on that.
Because we're always making sure that everybody else is happy.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm.
So I imagine tapping into that feminine energy is really gaining that connection, right?
For sure. Yes. And this is one of the reasons why we're doing this podcast, because this is like, yes, we have to do something for ourselves.
That's so beautiful that you're taking this step. Like, I'm sure you are an inspiration for so many people and so many women out there.
We hope so.
Yeah, and not being very happy and thinking what's the next step.
Of course. So Ximena, can you leave us off with some tips on how we, Nikki and Michelle, and our listeners can tap more into our feminine energy? What can we do? You want me to tell you the most ridiculous thing, though? I'm going to tell you this. Mm-hmm. That, you know, the cycles of the moon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Have you realized, Michelle, that the cycles of the moon, the cycle of the moon is 28 days, like a woman's cycle?
No, I didn't notice that.
Like, no, is that not the most remarkable thing ever? Anyhow, just tapping into a little bit.
That's so beautiful to understand our own cycle and plan our lives based in our moon cycle.
Yeah, well, that ship has sailed for us, but
it certainly has sailed.
But it would.
But we may have listeners who may be interested in that. So that's good information.
But it's nice to be aware of the moon, though, which I am very aware of it now. But anyhow, sorry, I digressed. Let me talk to you about. Tell me about the tips.
Okay, so you started the conversation mentioning that feminine energy is all about being. So in order for us to be, I think the key thing is to connect with how we feel. Wake up in the morning. How am I feeling today? And honor those feelings, even if they are negative or positive, honor them. And be very, very in touch with your emotions. Also stating how you feel to others, right? I feel great. I feel sad. I feel thrilled. I feel anxious. I communicate that because we are not alone in this world. Mm-hmm. And when we communicate feelings, we give space to the others to support us, right? And the last one is about honoring ourselves. So I think we tend to be, as women, very harsh on ourselves because we didn't do, or we didn't achieve, or we didn't. To just honor anything that, you know, has brought you to where you are in your journey. And
that's an important one.
Exactly.
Yes, mm-hmm. Because we are our worst critic, for sure. So give ourselves some honor and some grace.
But the good thing is we're aware of it. And then certainly Nikki and I have had a lot of conversations about that. You know, so it's about being aware and then making the changes that are necessary.
Yeah, exactly.
And it can be done at any age, at any time in your
marriage.
Never
too late.
Or your relationship, for sure.
Exactly. Oh.
But thank you so much, Ximena, all the way from Dubai. We had to be making sure it was the right time.
Yes, yes.
So she's 9 hours ahead of us.
It was so beautiful to be here with you and see how you are reinventing yourself, and you are such an inspiration for younger women like me, for sure.
But before we go, if people want to follow you on Instagram let's talk a little bit about you. Yes,
Ximena_freespirit.
Okay, which we'll put under in our captions
as
well,
for sure.
But tell us a little bit about your coaching programs. What are you going to be coaching around?
Yes. So I'm going to be coaching about two things that have been the biggest topics in my life. So one is about soul's purpose. So is to help people to gain that connection with themselves and get in alignment with their talents and gifts and, you know, create that shift in their lives in the moment where they really need it.
Okay.
So they can get in alignment to purpose, you know, to live a life with purpose. And the second one is about manifesting love through self-love. So I'm going to be coaching a lot with feminine energy tools, and as well as overcoming blocks and shadow work. So all of these tools, because a lot of them, of the reason why we women act so much in our masculine is because we have a wounded masculine, and that probably comes from childhood and our relationship with our parents, So there are things there that need to be, you know, like uncover and kind of reprogram for us to change that conditioning.
And in all of that, we find our power.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Sounds amazing. So yeah. As soon as you have your programs out or if you're doing any workshops, please share with them because I'm sure our listeners will be interested to find out about them.
And so are we.
Yes.
Oh, sweet. I'm launching my website this week. So I'm so excited.
She's been working hard on her website. Congrats.
Oh my God. I've been in my masculine now with this website. But that's okay. Yeah.
But thank you. Have a good evening. Enjoy.
It was so nice to meet you and talk to you about this.
Alrighty. Yes, for sure.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of What the 50. Please show your love and encouragement by sharing, subscribing, and leaving a review wherever you're listening.
And don't forget to like and follow us on Instagram. And please join our active Facebook group at What.the50.